This year's election is becoming increasingly rancorous as candidates scramble for the last votes that could make the difference in an ever-tightening race. With write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Scott McAdams challenging him for the U.S. Senate seat, Republican candidate Joe Miller brought in some star wattage to boost his campaign. KSK's Ellen Lockyer takes us to last night's Miller rally in Anchorage.
The downstairs room at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage was bedecked in red, white, and blue balloons. A crowd of about 500 people allowed themselves to be wanded by security guards one by one before being allowed into the rally. Most seemed good-natured about the security check. Country music blaring over loudspeakers dimmed before a brief prayer and a rendition of the national anthem. Then local performer Adele Morgan warbled the Alaska flag song.
Stars of gold on a field of blue, Alaska's flag lit me to you.
Guest MC Janine Turner, Texan actress turned political activist, took the stage next.
Hi! It is so much fun to be here.
It's a Turner, a self-styled founding fathers groupie, now heads a foundation which aims to make the U.S. Constitution relevant to youth.
They respected the people. Have the D.C. Democrats been respecting the people? No! This is why
Turner introduced local speakers, state legislators Carl Gatto and Fred Dyson, for instance, or video clips from national figures endorsing Miller. Turner's job was to hold crowd interest for the close to hour and a half before the headline act. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin added her luster to the event. Palin took to the stage, her newly long hair in a beehive do, dressed in hot pink. She tried out a series of one-liners on the crowd, a new stand-up shtick with the punchlines targeting the Obama administration. She laughed how she and her husband drove through the first Alaska snowfall of the season to get there, but her message was well worn.
So many Americans, so many Tea Party Americans who are standing up and saying enough is enough, and we're going to take this government back and put it back on the side of we the people. It's a pretty simple message. But Joe, bless his heart, he's running against two candidates. One of them is an out-of-touch liberal, and the other happened to be the mayor of Sitka.
Palin spoke about half an hour before turning the spotlight on Miller.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Alaskans, we're 5 days from changing D.C.
According to the website Politico, the National Republican Senatorial Committee has started running advertisements in Alaska, buying up $564,000 in independent expenditures on Miller's behalf. The most recent advertisement targets McAdams, a sign that the committee maybe sees the Democrat, and not just Lisa Murkowski, as competition. I'm Ellen Lockyer.